Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking taxes and one potential tax. Paulinos has the rundown.
Sam, today we're going to be talking to Carol Velardo, Executive Director of the Nevada Taxpayers Association, about the dreaded margins tax.
And coming up on the Power Pundit panel today, Liz McMenamin and Stacey Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Pro Business Workers' Comp Company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What does the massive Tahoe Reno Industrial Center offer to Northern Nevada? Well, there's an incredible amount of oversized infrastructure in place, along with hundreds of sites to accommodate relocating or expanding businesses. The park includes IT ecosystems, call centers, data centers, e-commerce distribution, and there's defense system manufacturing, clean energy, there's renewables and recycling, and we're just getting started. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome Carol Velardo of the Nevada Taxpayers Association back to the program. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you for asking me.
Always a pleasure. So Tesla wants to build a battery plant somewhere in the western United States. Do you think they're going to make a decision based on Nevada if the margins tax issue has not been resolved?
I think that's going to weigh very heavily on a lot of businesses, including the existing businesses or those looking to expand. And the problem is the unknowns. That is one of the biggest issues with that tax.
Let's talk about some of those, because I think when this was written, I mean, and when you do look at it, and I am an opponent of this, just for so everybody knows, it is deeply flawed. And I look at what it would do to, say, the trucking industry. I can't tell you how it's going to impact interstate trucking.
No
how
question.
How would we have to go through and deal with who gets taxed and who isn't taxed, and where does that taxable action occur?
Well, first of all, how do you figure the tax? Because when you're talking about transportation, not just trucking, Paul, what about the airlines? Okay? You're talking with most of those businesses in transportation are multi-state. So they have to apportion their income because you can't tax income from another state. How do you do it? What does an airline do? Are you going to have it on miles flown over the state? What happens if you land in the state once with one plane? Don't land with others. But that one landing creates a nexus for doing business in the state. The Department of Taxation, and I feel sorry for the Tax Commission, it's going to be a replay of the 2003 session, where they had to have a myriad of hearings to write the regulations so that you can implement a tax that even when you implement it is still going to have problems. One of the biggest problems of that tax is the tax cliff or the fiscal cliff, because people assume that $1 million is a small business. That is totally untrue. $1 million, actually, according to my colleague in Texas, is a very tiny business. Because you look at a person who has a franchise for a gas station, look at the price of gas, and look at the fact you know they're going to have over $1 million in revenue. Now, here's what happens. If I'm a business who is a shade under $1 million, even if I want to grow, I'm not going to grow. Because as it's written, with $1 million, once you earn that million, that $1 over, and let's assume 30% is what you take as the deduction, you're going to owe $14,000. But if I can keep to $999,099, I owe nothing. Now, it took Texas, what, 5 or 6 years to finally figure out how to straighten that problem out? And that was give everybody an exemption of the first $1 million, so that if you only earned $1, that's what the tax was on. And Texas still has, if your liability is under X dollars, you owe no tax.
Are you not going to boost the business of accountants in this state? Because you're going to be sitting there going, instead of going in December, January, you're going to be going in July and saying, okay, we need to keep track of how much we're making here in terms of revenue. Because we can't go over that $1 million, because otherwise our profit margin may be shot.
Well, I think it's even worse than that, because what happens if it does get approved on November, the November general election ballot, it is effective January 1st. As of January 1st, you've got to be talking January 2nd. You've got to be talking to your accountant, because you've got to figure out not only what you're talking about, what potentially is going to be your liability based on this year's business, but you're going to have to figure out, if you're over that million, how am I going to keep track? Am I deducting cost of goods sold? Because you are allowed one of three deductions. Am I deducting compensation? Or am I going to deduct the 30%? The problem with that is, nobody knows what the ground rules are, so you're going to be guessing, and you're going to have to hope you're right, because you're going to owe the tax based on whatever you do for the year 2015 when you filed your federal income tax.
Let's talk about, you know, you have a business that makes $990,000 mm-hmm. a year. You may think that you're under that, but if you have a partner who may have another business on the side, or if you have some rentals that are under a corporation, another corporation that you own, that bumps your total over $1 million, you're liable.
Well, that's called the affiliated businesses, and the affiliated businesses have to have some nexus relative to what they do. So I think kind of a better example might be a body shop, where you have the body shop, but the parts part of the body shop is separate, okay? And neither one of them earn $1 million. But by nature of the fact that you have common ownership, what you're going to have happen is those businesses must be combined under this provision. Combining those businesses takes you over $1 million. Now, the interesting thing again is that in Texas, the benchmark was set as the common ownership had to be over 50%. We don't have anything like that in this bill or this initiative petition that was passed. So that's going to have a lot of people scrambling to figure out how they're handling it, and you may very well see some people divest themselves of businesses because they are the one common owner out of what might be five in this one and one in this one.
All right, let's take a break. More with Cara Velardo when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Fortech LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Carol Velardo. She's the president of the Nevada Taxpayers Association. So Jim Denton put out a press release this morning based on one from Michael Geiser with the Nevada Insurance Council. Says Nevada consumers could face $60 million each year in higher insurance costs for their automobiles, homes, life, and health. You agree?
Because of the margins tax, I don't know the numbers or what he's based it on, but look, here's the reality for every business and every consumer. I can only operate my business, hopefully, if it's profitable. If my profit margin is 1.78% or 2.6%, which is not uncommon, okay, and you have a 2% margins tax, that eats my profits up. I need to be able to have cash flow and money to reinvest in my business, to pay health insurance for my employees. So what am I going to do? To the extent the competition allows me, I'm going to increase my costs. And Michael talks about insurance. What about utilities? Utilities normally pass through those costs. And the PUC has allowed them to pass through tax-related issues. And so don't you think your utility bill is going to go up?
Now, Carol, a lot of people, when they hear this, they go, oh, 2%, and they think it's a profits tax. You know, California has a profits tax of 8.8%. And I realize, you know, all businesses have different profit margins and different kinds of overhead. But on average, if this was a profits tax, what kind of rate would Nevada have in comparison to California's 8.8%?
Well, you know, it's interesting because normally those are very difficult numbers to come up with. And Jeremy Aguero did a report that said 15%. Now, independently, Dale Kramer, my colleague from Texas, who was up last week to speak at our meeting, did his own analysis of it and came up with the same figure, that it would be equivalent to a 15%. It would make us approximately fourth highest in business taxes in the United States. And that's going from one of the lowest.
And almost double of what California has, which is, you know, seen as a very business-friendly, hey, open your arms, we want you to come here because we're low tax.
Yeah. No, it's problematic and it's unfortunate. It's fortunate that we have a California mentality that creates these two, because you have to look at it. What happens is people want more funding for education, and nobody is going to argue whether or not funding is needed or where it's needed in education. That is a populist issue. Support education. Nobody is going to say they don't support education. Who should pay for it? The easiest thing is the other guy, which makes it business. So with California, when they do these surveys, they determine what tax or what segment of the population should be taxed against an issue that's populist, and they marry them. And that's exactly the mentality that created this. You know, the reality is there is no way of knowing if the money will go to education.
Well, and also, I mean, it's already hurting education to an extent, because you saw the Washoe County Commission pass on raising taxes to fix Washoe County schools. You're seeing the Clark County School Board not putting a bond to repair and build schools until the 2016 ballot. So all those repairs that are needed in Clark County and the new schools that are needed in Clark County are going to be pushed back 2 years already.
Let me tell you the interesting thing about that one, too. If, and as Paul indicated, our association is opposed to the tax, if that tax should pass, do you think that the Clark County or Washoe County are going to get ballot initiatives approved in 2016? I submit to you they wouldn't, because people are going to assume that this money was used for that. Even some of the proponents erroneously believe that this money can be used for construction. And it actually could not be.
Let's talk really quick. In 2009,
we've got about 30 seconds.
In 2009, total, we passed a room tax that was supposed to raise money to go to education. How much money has gone to education from that room tax?
Well, what they've done is it did not go to education the way the initiative ran was worded. It went to the general fund initially, which was part of the initiative, and then it went to school operating budgets. The intent was to improve student achievement and increase teachers' salaries. Did not happen.
And that's where we got to leave it. Carol, thank you so much. Obviously, you're going to have a lot more discussion about this prior to November. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Dollar Loan Center's got you covered again. Your trusted name in lending for 15 years is now funding title loans. We lend more for your vehicle, and we guarantee to beat the rate of any competitor. No credit checks required, and you can always get a $2,500 signature loan in minutes. Apply at a Dollar Loan Center location or go to don'tbebroke.com for more info.
Who's more qualified to talk about a new Fiat than someone who's actually bought one, like Tessa Marie?
I got the Gucci model, and I got a great deal from the guys at Fiat of Reno. I love that it gets almost 40 miles to the gallon, and with the front-wheel drive, it ain't afraid of the snow.
What's more, you'll get up to $5,000 off a new high-performance Fiat A-Bart, or get 0% APR for 72 months on most models.
So take it from me, come in today and take a test drive and see what it's like to fall in love with a Fiat, only at Fiat of Reno.
This beautiful NAHB certified green home in Damani Ranch could be yours for just $150. The Builders Association of Northern Nevada presents the 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Constructed by award-winning home builder DeLoretta Homes and located in La Casada, the Dream Home is 1,800 square feet, three bedrooms, and two baths. Proceeds benefit the Nevada Military Support Alliance and the Builders Association charity. Get your ticket today at these locations or visit dreamhomedelivery.com. The 2014 Dream Home Delivery Raffle. Get your ticket home today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel as always. Liz McMenamin is here, Vice President of the Retail Association of Nevada, one of our proud sponsors, and Stacy Woodbury, Executive Director of the Nevada State Medical Association. Pleasure to have you both here. So anybody who's been watching television across the state has been seeing this campaign put on by the State Government Leadership Foundation that's attacking Ross Miller, painting him as a politician leading the high life and taking $60,000 in freebies to attend UFC fight shows on the Strip and a Beverly Hills conference. That's from Laura Myers at the Review Journal. Fair? Unfair?
You know, it's what we're going to see a lot of on both sides of the aisle. It's not going to be... whatever you do out there as someone running for office, if you're running for office, everything's going to be under scrutiny. This is an important race. It's nationally been determined to be an important race. So there'll be a lot of money put into Nevada. Fair or unfair? I don't know. I don't want to run for office because I don't want my stuff aired out in the public like that. So yeah.
And you know, that raises a great point. I do want to point out that we've invited Ross Miller to be on the program. Hopefully mm-hmm. he'll be here in the next couple of weeks and he'll be able to give his answer to all of this stuff. And of course he denies it all. But isn't the problem here, and all three of you are lobbyists, okay?
Right.
That it stops people who might be the best people who are running for office from running for office because they don't want to deal with all this nonsense.
Uh-huh. Well, I think that's true about a lot of the requirements to run for office, whether it's the requirements they always try to change about when you get contributions, how quickly you have to report them so that information is public, to the requirement to disclose any gifts that you might receive. Now, in all interest, as a former director of the Ethics Commission, I think that disclosure is good. Does it make Ross a bad person because the number is $60,000? I would say Ross discloses. A lot of people might not do that. So as long as he's willing to stand up and take that battle, I'm not going to look poorly at Ross on that. Now, to the average person seeing that and seeing their annual income, they may not feel very good about that. But, you know, at least Ross is willing to stand up and say, look, I wrote it all down on paper, and I'm willing to defend it.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair, I mean, hey, all is fair in politics, right? You know, I think they have something to back it up. They say, hey, here's how we're going to go after Mr. Miller. They are, I think everybody would say, Mr. Laxalt's the underdog in this race, you know, taking off a current statewide elected officer. So, you know, I do think it is fair. I do agree with Stacey, though. You know, at least he writes it down. I think there are a number mm-hmm. of people who don't necessarily do that, but then you also have your politicians like Bernice Martin Matthews or Randolph Townsend. They would never let you take him to lunch. They would always declare zero. So, I mean, you do have those folks as well.
I tried to give both of them a Nevada Newsmakers mug, and neither would accept it until they had given me the cash value of that in person, and then they would take it, but they wouldn't. And in fact, Bernice wanted to get a second mug because her daughter stole the first one. And she insisted on giving me that cash amount before she would take it.
Absolutely. And you'll find many legislators like that. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, but for the most part, you'll find that they really don't want to participate in that kind of interaction. I mean, a mug, for goodness sakes. But Bernice wanted, you know, the record clear for her.
Well, in defense of Ross not only writing it down, but as Secretary of State, he is one of his roles is to regulate and encourage the development and growth of business in the state. And you can't really do that by sitting in your office and not going to lunch with people and not going to events.
And, you know, I do think he has done a great job in that realm. And, you know, hell, especially for the UFC, right?
Are you supporting him in his run for Attorney General? Don't answer that. Okay, so the new Democratic strategy on a national level is to go after the Koch brothers and the money that they have put into the campaigns. And again, this is third-party money.
Right.
And not only is it on a national basis, but they're going into various states and getting involved on a very local basis, not that successfully at this point in time. What do you think about that?
I think that's really interesting, especially on, if you look at both sides of the fence, the Democrats have their...
super rich?
Yeah, their contributors, but they're going to attack the ones that are working with the GOP. Again, fair, unfair, all's fair in politics, and this is exactly what they're doing. They're trying to find a little weakness that they think they can play on. I don't know if it's going to play very well with the regular people out there. It'll be interesting to see. I mean, the Koch brothers have a lot of money, but so do a lot of the Democrat contributors. So.
And the truth is, you know, does the average person even know who they are?
You know, if you're not reading the papers that closely and you don't live in their home state, whatever that may be, I don't even know. You may not know who these people are. And they're not the only people that go after races and try to make a difference and form these nebulous companies that you can't identify the donors, and they try to get involved in races. And look at all the money that Sheldon Adelson poured into the last election that it didn't help.
That's $100 million and got zero.
You do have the Koch brothers. Here are these guys who are productive, who are taxpayers, who are creating jobs, who are developing energy, who are doing some great things that will make our country economically stronger and also from a national security perspective. But no, we're going to go after them. And hell, the trial lawyers who increased the cost of everything are some of the biggest contributors to the Democratic Party. They're the nice guys.
And ladies and gentlemen, that's where we have to leave it. I think we have faithfully laid out the case on all sides right here at this table. Thank you all very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Downhill racing takes years of training. Technologically superior equipment. Determination and flat-out guts.
On the other hand, getting a short-term loan at Chuck City to meet financial obligations is so quick and easy.
Chuck City, when you need cash.
If you've been injured in a car accident, a slip and fall, or any other life-changing calamity, how can you be sure you'll receive the best advice and help with your claim?
At Galloway & Jensen, we have the answers you want and the experience you need.
Insurance adjusters are trained to act like your friend, but they're also trained to take advantage of you.
We work for the insurance companies,
and we won't let them take advantage of you.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
Nevada Dream Tags offer you a once-in-a-lifetime hunting opportunity. A Dream Tag allows you to hunt big game right here in Nevada. Five species, any season, any unit. Go to nvdreamtag.org today and get your shot at the hunt of a lifetime. Proceeds from Dream Tag sales go back into wildlife and habitat. Since September 2012, Nevada Dream Tags have given back well over $300,000 to wildlife. For a list of projects, go to nvdreamtag.org.
Experience the Eldorado's Power Pennies Plus, voted best casino promotion by News and Review readers. Keep on winning with bonus games that follow you. Start your engines with NASCAR Virtual Racing. Take the checkered flag and win free play with progressive payouts. Get more winning power with random birthday bonuses and our Power Pennies Plus Fantastic Friday Slot Tournament.
We love the Eldorado.
It's like family here.
I love to play the Power Pennies.
My favorite part is winning.
Power Pennies Plus at the Eldorado.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Sam, our next broadcast, we're going to have Ron Connect, candidate for state controller.
We'll see you on the next broadcast.